The figures are in, and Black Friday was the second busiest shopping day of the year so far. In the United States, the Friday after Thanksgiving is traditionally a massive day of discounts and sales. And more Kiwi retailers are getting in on the bandwagon too. But could it overtake the traditional pre-Christmas and Boxing Day spend-up as the biggest days in the retail calendar? Our reporter Sarah Robson has the details.
It was hard to miss the relentless TV ads and emails promoting Black Friday discounts on everything from clothing and electronics to flights and sporting gear. And they didn't go unnoticed. Paymark spokesperson Paul Brislin says spending on Black Friday hit $253 million, making it the second busiest day of the year, just behind the day before Good Friday.
The key areas of growth we saw this year were in department stores. Clothing stores are always strong, but furniture outlets, sports equipment, toys and games, of course, shops that specialise in things for kids, they were really promoting Black Friday in a big way.
Paymark says merchants in the core retail group, excluding food and hospitality, processed payments for over $71 million worth of goods. That was up more than 20% on Black Friday last year and even surpassed Boxing Day. Despite the big figures, Paul Brislin says Black Friday is a fairly recent phenomenon on New Zealand shores.
Last year was probably the first year we saw it show up in any meaningful way, and I think that was due mostly to the retailers finally all becoming very excited about it and kind of offering across-the-board reductions all aimed at the same weekend.
But how does Black Friday compare to the typically blockbuster Boxing Day sales? Rod Duke is the Managing Director of the Briscoe Group, which includes Briscoe's, Living and Giving and Rebel Sport.
Certainly for us it was big, big, big. Up until recent times, Boxing Day was the biggest single day, and now Black Friday has in fact overtaken it.
Rod Duke says they're still waiting for the final figures, but early indications are that Friday, Saturday and Sunday were the busiest three consecutive days in the company's history. But what makes an American import like Black Friday so popular with Kiwis?
It is a typical heavy shopping period anyway in the run-up to Christmas. People, I guess, are just sitting back saying, wow, if I can get a real serious bargain now, I'll take it.
And Rod Duke says as well as people heading into their bricks and mortar stores to browse the shelves, more and more people are opting to click and collect, buying the items online and picking them up from their nearest store.
If it was a barbecue, you could pick it up Saturday morning and be cooking on it Saturday evening.
Chris Wilkinson from the First Retail Group says Black Friday this year was much bigger than last year.
We've seen more retailers jump on board. We've seen the likes of Pack and Save start promoting for Black Friday. And when it's in those everyday retailers, that's when it really gets that cut through into people's lives.
And Chris Wilkinson says retailers here have to keep up with what's happening overseas too.
And we're seeing all kinds of new influences coming through. Consumers are driving these trends. They're seeing this happening overseas, and they're asking for these types of experiences. They're looking for these big discounts, and that's in many ways driving what retailers are doing here.
Paymark is still tallying up the figures for the weekend, and with many of the big discounts continuing into today, retailers will be hoping more people opted to get the Christmas shopping done early. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi, ko Sarah Robson, aho.